Hello? Hi, you go for it.
I'm through to Robert McNeil.
Who's calling?
It's James calling from MMA League in regards to your Scottish
Hi, region. James.
How are you today? You okay?
I'm all right, mate. Aye.
Fantastic. Just before I continue the call, I just need to ask you three questions for data protection purposes. Could you confirm your date of birth for me, please?
It's the 1st of the 7th, 1978.
Fantastic. And then your postal address?
59 Ducott Court, Perth, PH11TL.
Fantastic. And then either your mobile number or your email address, please, Robert?
07492-299-188.
Fantastic. Just to let you know before we proceed, the calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. The reason for the call is I know we've got the witness statement booked in with yourself at 10:30. Just started looking into the file because we received more records on Tuesday.
See any of this stuff for the social work and all that? I've just been in there and it says everything's redacted.
Yeah, so the redactions will be made if they've mentioned of any third party. So they have to do that just for legal reasons.
Well, everything they've sent me, like I've got like 10 files or something there and it just says every one of them's redacted. There's nothing, no, nothing there for me to read or nothing.
Oh, I believe we both have the same collection of files because they did make us aware that you requested for your records as well.
I did 8 months ago.
8 months ago?
In the 3rd of December last year.
Oh, my days. They've taken a long time to get back to you then, really.
No, it shouldn't have taken a long time to send me nothing.
No, exactly. You're not wrong there. I'm just going through them files that were just previously mentioned from Falkirk, and then I also just received a bit further information in regards to some medical records. So I know we're booked in for 10:30, so I'm wondering if it's okay with you if I could give you a call maybe around 11:30, and we'll do 11:30.
Aye, no, that's absolutely fine, my man. That's absolutely fine.
Fantastic. I just wanted to call you to make sure.
I think you should maybe better get in touch with Police Scotland, I know, because I tell them about it too.
Yeah, we got some records from Police Scotland, but they've not.
And I was never done, see my criminal record, not at all. I was never charged, with endangerment of life or that. That all got dropped. So you can contact Judge Martin Jones. He was my QC at the time.
Yeah.
I've been at my lawyer for years to get this sorted and all. So what the social work have done then is their word is then law. That's the word I'm looking for.
So at the moment in time, so we've got...
they can say I've been difficult, so then their perception of me then becomes truth.
Well...
That's how the social work works.
Some of the social workers at the moment are just trying to get involved by trying to pass some... Once we end up requesting for some records, some social workers will get back to...
So does everybody just get happy nothing back for them, like?
No, so sometimes it does come with full records, so obviously they've not had other people involved in any situations or anything like that to where they needed to redact any third-party names. As I'm just going through...
But for absolutely everything to be redacted...
They may have sent you a corrupt file. Just hold on 1 second.
Aye, that sounds a bit right for Falkirk Council. They're just full of paedophiles.
Oh. I'm not, unfortunately, aware of Falkirk, really, to be fair. We're just here in Liverpool that speak at the moment.
I'd be better off in Liverpool myself, mate.
Oh, possibly.
Aye.
You're about to say, are you a red or you're a blue? Or do you
I'm a Rangers supporter.
Oh, Rangers. Oh, not bad.
So, Billy didn't support him so like when he was a young lad, eh?
Yeah.
In the 80s, so you can imagine the kind of nonsense that was going on there.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just looking at one of the files now from what I got from Falkirk. You're right, with one of the pages is completely redacted, like the whole page, but there is a lot of information underneath where... there's little to no redactions from what I can see.
Everything everything's all redacted, eh?
Yeah. Well,
And they didn't reply to my phone calls or nothing.
Did they not? I know some councils are really difficult to get in contact with, and then also some departments, being the records department, just don't have...
No, I've only been acting for this for years.
I'm just looking now. So when at the end of this, when we've obviously done your witness statement and we've... passed through your application to the Scottish Redress Panel, we can provide you with all the records that we currently have. We'll have to, for the ones that are password protected, we'll just have to send you the passwords for them, just so obviously you can look into them yourselves. But you have every right to obviously request for the records that we've collected on yourself.
No, I'm on CCTV and everything. I'm got the office recordings of me going and asking for all this stuff now.
Yeah.
So in video, it's audio taped, it's emailed, a lot of it, eh?
Yeah, all
right,
of them,
guys,
yeah.
I'll see you guys later on, mate. Enjoy your day, guys. No bother, my man.
So I'll give you a call at 11:30 after I've...
Hi, that's brilliant, my man. Thanks very much.
After I've looked at the new records, what I've received today, and then we'll go through with your witness statement, all right?
Right, thanks very much.
All right, fantastic. All right, I'll speak to you soon.
See you later, guys.
Speak to you soon. Goodbye.
Speak to you later. Bye.